Well, Bill Maher will be back on HBO tonight for the first time since he used a racial slur during his interview with Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse last week.
I've got to get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house. No, it's a joke.
Well, Maher faced calls for his resignation. HBO called the comment inexcusable. Maher apologized. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is with us. And Eric, what was your reaction to that comment?
My concern when I go to judge this stuff as a media critic is I want to look at somebody's pattern of behavior. Because if somebody says something one time or makes one mistake, that's one thing. And I think that's mostly forgivable. It would have to be incredibly awful for a one-time transgression to merit losing your job. But when you're looking at somebody like Bill Maher, this is a person who has a pattern of talking in troubling ways about gender, about sexual orientation, about the Muslim faith in particular, and about race. And black folks have had a hard time with the way he talks about race for a long time. This is not the first time he said the N-word on television, and this is not the first time that he's shown that he has a cavalier attitude about some of the strictures that we have accepted as a society about how we talk about race, particularly about who says the N-word and what conditions under which it might be acceptable.
Well, what do you make of his explanation and his apology?
I think he's saying what he has to say for HBO, number one. 22% of their audience is black. So they can't have somebody hosting a signature show on their air who's perceived to be racist. So he had to apologize. But this is also somebody who has kind of resisted some of these strictures that I mentioned earlier and been cavalier about it. I mean, I always feel like if you're going to challenge these ideas, if you're going to challenge how we use the N-word, then you have to do it in a way that is thoughtful and have some sense that there's some thought behind what you're doing. To just toss out an offhand joke that not only uses the N-word but also references slavery at the same time, that to me suggests that you're not really respecting the ground that you're treading on. You're not respecting how precarious it is or how important it is to get it right.
Well, what do you think about what Wesley Morris wrote about this in the New York Times that, quote, firing Bill Maher would be too easy. Real time is the sort of laboratory where just this sort of problem is talked or shouted out. It would be fascinating to see him in the next episode, if there is one, surrounded by a cast of characters who have castigated him for Friday's scandalette. He may not learn a lesson, but there would be a lesson in that too. We've been not learning that one for centuries.
I mean, I love Wesley Morris, but I think in this case, that's just a really flowery way of saying we should criticize him for what he did and then shrug our shoulders and accept that he might do it again. You know, I don't really buy this idea that we just have to accept that this is a guy who occasionally says things that are racist or sexist or Islamophobic. When I hear people use the term politically incorrect about stuff, to me, too often, that is just a code for saying, I don't want to take into account the values and the concerns of people who are not like me. And so I want to talk about this issue in a way where I don't have to think about how women feel about it, or I don't have to think about how people of color feel about it, or I don't have to think about how Muslims feel about it. But media is a platform where all kinds of prejudices can be exacerbated, they can be reinforced, they can be validated. And it's important to challenge that kind of stuff wherever it comes up, because otherwise you never get it out of the society.
Eric, tonight, Bill Maher will have the rapper Ice Cube and sociologist and writer Michael Eric Dyson on the show. He was going to have Senator Al Franken, but he canceled after what happened last week. What are you expecting from the show tonight?
Well, it'll be interesting because Michael Eric Dyson and Ice Cube, of course, are figures who are not known for holding their tongue, and they are guys who are known for calling out prejudice and racism wherever they see it. But they're also friendly with Bill Maher. And if this is a situation where two of his buddies are co-signing what he did and accepting the apology that he put out without really examining the real issues behind why people are upset, then that's going to be a missed opportunity. So we'll see if Maher is willing to subject himself to the same kind of scrutiny that he regularly subjects other people to.
This did not happen in a vacuum. And in fact, it happened not long after another incident where a comedian went too far, and that would be Kathy Griffin, who stirred up the controversy by tweeting a photo of herself holding a prop that looked like President Trump's severed head. Now, Griffin quickly apologized, but she lost a lot of gigs. CNN dropped her as the host of its New Year's Eve program. Here's how she reacted to that.
There's a bunch of old white guys trying to silence me, and I'm just here to say that's wrong. You don't have to like me, but you shouldn't silence a comic.
What do you think about this in the context of what happened with Kathy Griffin and the questions of what goes over the line and what is the point at which somebody does something that they have to be taken off the air forever?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You have a right to free speech. You do not have a right to an endorsement deal with a TV show on CNN. When you're a performer, you're going to these companies and you're saying my brand and what I stand for and how I talk about things will enhance your brand in some way. If you do something that so horrifies most of the general public that these other brands don't want to be associated with you, that's not hampering your free speech. That's these brands deciding, you know what, in the marketplace of ideas, your brand is toxic and I don't want to be associated with you. That's freedom of speech as well. Ultimately, we have not had the kind of wide-ranging discussion about what these terms mean and how they echo stereotypes and prejudice. And, you know, I always felt like black folks are, we're trying to figure out how we feel about the N-word. We're trying to figure out what it means to us. And some of that is generational. I think a lot of young people feel like they have reclaimed the word in a way that older generations don't believe and don't accept. But there's a vigorous debate going on in the black community about how to use this word. So to be a white person to try and, or not even try, but accidentally stumble into that conversation is a precarious situation. And to me, I just feel like unless you want to run the risk of being thought of as being racist, why don't you just stay away from that conversation and let black folks figure it out? And then we'll let you know how it turns out. And then we'll all move forward from there.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.